Today is Monday, the 28th of April, the Solemnity of St. George. Entering into prayer today, I begin by recognising that I am in the presence of God. Not a God to be scared of, but a God of compassion and love. In his presence I am safe. In his presence I do not have to defend myself. In his presence I can be still. I place myself, my worries and my hopes, my whole life, in the hands of my loving God. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Jesus said to them all, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will save it. What does it profit them if they gain the whole world, but lose or forfeit their very selves? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words, of them the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his glory, and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels."
There is a fantastic moment in a song from the late 60s or early 70s when the lead singer, at the top of his range and on full power, sings, "What have I got to lose?" In that case, he is psyching himself up for one last attempt to mend a broken relationship. But there are plenty of other situations where we might use the same phrase. What time in your own life can you remember when those words, "What have I got to lose?" were on your lips? What have I got to lose can be, quite seriously, a discernment question. What shall I choose? To continue my life in the comfort zone, or take a risk which may or may not come off? This is what Jesus is talking about here. Measuring myself not by my achievements or by the number of things I acquire, but rather on a scale of self-giving, whose high point is the cross. How does that make me feel? Challenged? Uncomfortable? Relieved? As the passage is read again, listen to what Jesus says about those who are ashamed of him and of his words.
Jesus said to them all, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will save it. What does it profit them if they gain the whole world, but lose or forfeit their very selves? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words, of them the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his glory, and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels."
That last sentence quickly conjures up, perhaps, an image of the last judgment, where it will be Jesus' job to speak up for us, for me, to say the best he can about me. What would I like him to be able to say? Can I talk to him now about this? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.